Following the horrors of World War II, the international community created what is now known as the United Nations system. This is the most elaborate attempt in the history of civilization to replace the rule of force with the force of law. The law that has emanated from the Nuremberg Tribunal of Principles is at the heart of the development of international human rights law and international law. Hence, along with war crimes and crimes against humanity, it is necessary to legislate that people in France refer to as the most serious of all international crimes, that is to say, crimes of aggression and crimes of peace. Nevertheless, we are witnessing a display of the judicial and social continuum that tends to undermine the United Nations system. In the advances made in the protection of human rights under international law, this is fundamentally led by a series of ideologies that 9/11 allowed to materialize dreams of destruction and darkness through the ground of this administration. This translates into the creation of an illegal figure, such as unlawful combatants for the context of political war. It also translates into, for example, the promotion within the U.S. Department of State of what has been coined as transitional justice system, which is no more than a euphemism to state that serious crimes against human rights committed in the context of war for armed conflict must remain in impunity. Likewise, the deliberate weakening of cop-op tribunals to the detriment of the rights of the victim, as well as the great criticism against the International Criminal Court and the principle of universal criminal jurisdiction by personality, not unlike Jesse Helms. The President Ferris, who we are interviewing today, is one of the individuals who has best theorized about the right to peace, analyzing in a peaceful, ideal manner and with a great degree of scientific honesty the so-called crime of aggression. His work on this issue is a requisite for anyone that seeks the issue of peace and the responsibility of war. This moral and penal figure in the analysis of application since the signing of the Rome Statute to the International Criminal Court. In this audio document, President Ferris also tackled the issue of criminal organizations aimed at the commission of crimes against humanity, for which he personally was placed by the president. President Ferris was a U.S. prosecutor who was presented to trial in Nuremberg. This case is one of the cases for the identification of a type of organization that has become increasingly prevalent due to the theoreticians of national security and the planned organization of extermination. Radio Mutual intends to convey the testimony of President Ferris in honor of his intellectual integrity that is so necessary to confront seriousness of the present situation of instability.
Thank you. Thank you.
need to worry about even more. The police is detected to say exception. I'll get to a point of view.
Thank you. Thank you.
former Nuremberg prosecutor, who was interviewed by radio news source on May 24, 2004. This interview was produced using a TELUS digital communication system between Radio News Corp studios in Madrid and New Brazil, New York. This is Radio News Corp. Thank you.